My name is Lisa. I'm calling from Badere.
My name is Umeka. I'm calling from Lekki.
Hello, my name is Ngozi Peter.
We have 1 hour on Mondays from 9 to 10 a.m. Let's break some tables.
That's correct. It's time to break some tables. Hello, hello. My name is Wemimo Adewuni, the table breaker, and this is Table Talk. First of all, I must start by saying that may the good Lord help me through this show today, because I had to ask Sheriff when he was here, like, do you have a packaged bottle of composure? Can you sell me some? Because, man, and I don't recognize this country anymore. Welcome to Table Talk. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. I hope we are able to have a good show. I'm going to try that we have a good show. Right. The show is in two parts, as usual. The first part is the appetizer, and next after that is the main dish. And that's where we bring to the table the conversation for today. So, yeah, let's get started right away with the appetizer and Table Talk.
Here's the appetizer on Table Talk.
The appetizer is not far-fetched. Usually, it's a summary of how my weekend went. How did my weekend go? Terrible. It started out well. I made my hair. It was looking really grand. My glasses broke. I want to get to book another one. It's not ready yet. It was looking okay, but, you know. And then yesterday happened. And then the massacre and all happened, and everything just went crashing. And I kid you not, it was terrible. I couldn't sleep. Yeah, so that's how the weekend went. On top of that, there are primaries today for the APC. I think that's just it. It was just quite a weekend. Very sad weekend. And my heart really goes to everybody who's got relatives, loved ones, or just a Nigerian, you know, who heard about that massacre in Owo, Ondo State yesterday. Let me sound you a note of warning. If you have not watched that video of the massacre, please do not watch it. That's just my advice to you, because I'm terribly traumatized. Do not watch it, right? I watched it because of my job. Again, I wish I could mute that conversation and stop following her, because men just messing me up. But my job is to follow up and tell you guys what's going on. So if you've not watched that video, please refrain from watching it. It's going to mess you up. Don't say I didn't tell you. Don't watch it. You already know what happened. Don't. It's pretty graphic, right? Okay, let's have a show.
Now to the main dish on Table Talk. Table Talk.
All right, now to the main dish on Table Talk. Let's get started, shall we? The show is live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. You can watch there and tell me your thoughts. And we're also on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. You can also tweet at me there using the hashtag Nigeria Info TT. Where else? WhatsApp 08095975805. That's the WhatsApp number. To call the studio, it's 08 0700 993 993 993. Female callers have a special line, and that's 01 4657 190. I'm not finished. All right, let's get on. So today, like I told you last week, and for those who are joining for the first time, Table Talk is a gendered show. It's focused on women's rights and women's issues, and that's what we do here, is to talk about issues that promote women's rights and enable the society to just be more robust, right? So that women can fully embrace their wholesomeness and not be limited by anything. I personally believe that every human being's got value in them, and that every human being should be able to express that value without fear of whatever gender it is you have, male or female, right? So, and I love to tell you that culture is a way of life of a people. I'm saying this so that you can, when I tell you my topic, you will not scream. Culture is a way of life of a people. That's how we do things. That's how we choose to do things on a daily, right? So I know we're quick to tout, oh, that's the culture, that's how it has always been done. My question on Table Talk is why? And why do we continue to do it? Maybe it used to be done in the past. Maybe it worked for them. Maybe it was okay. But when we stop thinking, we die. So let me prod you to some thought today. As we talk, I need to check it. Witchcraft. That's correct. Now, here's this. In the African culture, it's quite common to find women labeled as witches. And I know this might be traumatic for some people if you've ever been labeled a witch as a woman, whether a young woman or an older woman. I would like you to call me and share with me. Now, we had a huge debate about this with my team while we were discussing this topic. You know, the argument about, oh, is witchcraft real? Is there? I'm not even concerned today about if witchcraft is real or not. It's your cup of coffee if you choose to believe that witchcraft is not real. That's your cup of coffee. But the question is, are you saying that only women are witches? If there is witchcraft, and we're talking witchcraft in the sense of manipulation for evil, right? You look at someone, you want their lives to become messed up. That's manipulating this person in spiritual ways, right? Again, on Table Talk, we don't play the ostrich. So I'm not going to be here and tell you, oh, people don't do all of that stuff. We're in Africa. People do stuff, right? So even your Igbos, they do stuff, right? But let's focus on what we have here. But it's usually generic. If you see the life of a child that's not going on well, you got to pray. You got to research. You find people telling you that it's your mother that is doing you. It's your mother that is in charge of your wahala. That's it. Olowa ni di ore. She's at the bottom of your ore, of your word. Pardon me. It's your mother. It's your mother. Have you ever heard anybody say that it's your father that's doing you? It's your father that's a witch, or the wizard that's in charge of your problem. So I want to understand why in Africa women are tagged as witches. Most times, more than men are. Maybe there are a few examples of men who have been labeled as wizards. But it's women are quick to be labeled as witches or wizards, meaning that they're the ones deterring people's lives from going well. And many times, their own children. Not to say that these things cannot happen, that a parent cannot wish their own children bad. But I just want to understand. Today, I'm just going to sit here and listen to you. And if you have ever been labeled a witch as a woman, I'd love you to call me. Tell me what happened. I'll listen to you. Tell me how you feel about it. Are you truly a witch? You can tell me. Feel free. You can stay anonymous if you want. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 0146-57190. Even the younger girls, when they, again, I'm Yoruba, so I only know so much about this area. So tell me about your own end when you call me. You find that young people are tagged as Emiri, Elegbe. And most of these children are girls. So they take them for beatings, for sweeping, for washing, for caning, for this and that. They are girls. Are you saying that only the girls and the women are the Emiris, the Elegbe and the witches? Emiri means a kind of... oh, God. Okay, please help me if you're on Facebook or YouTube. What is the English for Emiri? Please. Let me look here. What's Wale Johnson? Aje Osho Emiri. Okay. Men too are among, they're called wizards, but it's not rampant, right? Okay, please tell me, what is Emiri in English? I don't know. So I'm asking, you find that for children, for younger children, most of them are girls. I said most, that means that there are also boys. When I say for women, most are labeled as witches, it means there are a few men. So I want to know why that imbalance. I'm your table breaker. Let's break some tables if you're ready. Good morning. Hello. Oops, sorry about that. Please call again. If you're outside of Nigeria, if you're outside Nigeria, by the way, you can call on Skype. That's Nigeria Info. What's going on? So sorry about that. Please call again. Hello. Good morning. Are you ready?
Hello.
Your radio has to be off.
Hello.
Are you ready?
Hello.
Are you ready for me?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. What's your name? Okay, let me not say village people. Good morning, hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I'm Richard on the line.
Richard, welcome.
Well, honestly speaking, when we talk of the witchcraft, the Obanjes and all this stuff, really is peculiar to us in Africa.
Yes.
But the truth remains that when we talk of witchcraft, like where I came from, where I grew up, I'm an Ijebu man.
Okay.
I used to remember very well that while we were growing up, there's a lot of witchcraft around, and at least to a good extent, 95% of the one caught are women. There are men among them. I think all the days, my growing days, I know they have about 3 men that were caught. You understand?
But 95% were women.
Yeah, 95% were women. Because almost every house, I see one or two women. One or two women.
So what is it about that? Do you think those women were wrongly accused?
Honestly speaking, no. No.
No. All right, let me hear.
Yes. Yes. You see, not that they were caught, like, they do some kind of sacrifice or rituals or something like that.
Ah, you're gone. And then they say it's the woman. Could they have been falsely accused? Do you think so? Do you think there's something going on with this general kind of labeling? Good morning, hello? Oh, sorry about that. Please call again if you can. Good morning, hello? Okay, I hope this permits me. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Yes, welcome to Table Talk. What's your name?
Yeah, I want to remain anonymous.
That's fine.
Yeah, I want to speak from my own experience as a pastor.
Okay.
Some of these things, you have both male and female witches. Some of them are initiated unknowingly. And then there are those that willingly go there to be initiated because they feel they want to protect their children, especially women.
They want to protect
and
their children.
And getting there, after getting initiated, they discovered that these same children they get themselves initiated to protect are the same children they will ask them to bring. To get promoted.
Yeah, but that's...
Some of the women that willingly join to protect their family.
Yeah.
They believe that it's just like you have students in school, they feel they want to belong, they want to protect them, they join court. The same way women join, which get initiated.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. So, okay, so here, let me describe this. So, in the coach's stuff that he mentioned, if you look around, I mean, look at Lagos, for instance, there are more men than women. Again, we're not playing the ostrich here. There are more males, let me say males, than females. Because in the courties, whatever, it's a show of power, right, and influence and authority. In fact, there's this braggado thing about it. They're not scared, they're not hiding. But in the one that we cannot physically see, and we cannot physically prove, right, it is women that we point fingers at. And say, okay, maybe they did it to protect their families. But this storyline is common. I mean, almost everybody knows that, oh, yeah, they say that the women love to protect their own. So women would go join whatever these spiritual cults are to protect their families. And they'd never knew that they would tell. But everybody knows, even all the African magic Yoruba movies, Igbo movies, Hausa movies show that they always ask you to bring your family members. So I think that almost everybody knows that. So why would women still go ahead to do it if that's the truth? Good morning, hello? Gone. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is William.
Williams, please go on.
Yes. I think the challenge we're having about this whole women being labeled as witches is because we're in Africa.
Mm.
Now, reason is, now let's go back to the Bible. The Bible says women, the woman is a weaker vessel. Now, the original African man or African pastor would think what the Bible is saying, that the woman is weak. No, the Bible is saying that women are vessels that require tampering. Now, in a system like Africa, where we label women as the secondary person, or we label women as our property. When a woman slightly rebels or picks up an attitude to label herself equal to a man, in Africa we tag it rebellion or we tag it witch. Now, I have not experienced anything like witches or wizard. Maybe it's because I've been out of the country.
Okay.
But apart from that, I believe in Africa we take everything to the extreme. We take church to the extreme. We take religion to the extreme.
So you think that most of this analogy,
I think they're wrongly labeled.
Okay.
In fact, my mom has been labeled a witch.
By whom?
By a pastor.
Uh-uh.
that told her sibling that the reason, now, strangely, all my mom's children are prospering, and we still have some that is not doing well.
Mm.
But a pastor told my mom's brother that the reason so many people, and the reason he is having challenge, himself as a man, is having challenge, is because of one of his sisters. Now, he has three sisters, but because my mom's children are doing well, he thought that the challenge is my mom.
So she collected his own glory and shared it to all of them.
Twisted the story. He also twisted the story and narrowed it down the entire family. To the extent that some of my siblings believed.
Wow.
Until I had to sit down with every one of them when I came back to the country. In fact, they kept on saying all this. And in fact, when I came back to the country, I sat down with every one of them. Why do you think the reason your business failed is because of your mother? At the end of the day, you get to see it is poor planning. That I ended up giving all of them money and they ended up doing well in business.
Oh my goodness. How did your mom take all of this?
In fact, it took her a lot. It got to the extent they almost burnt her.
Oh my goodness.
If I was not an influencer in the family, it would have been a total different story.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Thank you very much for sharing.
It got me to the point where I had to come down to Nigeria to beat up one of my uncle.
Whoa.
To tell you the extent the matter went.
Whoa.
That I was on a call with my mom. He was banging my mom's door to pull up stunts because of what a pastor said.
Oh my word.
Now, I came back to the same country that they said the woman is a witch. I came back to the same country, helped all of them financially, including my siblings. Now, their businesses are all doing well.
Have they gone back to apologize to her?
A few of them did. Some of them have not.
Thank you very much for sharing. I need to go in for a break now. I appreciate you for sharing. Wow. That's my show. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I think I have one more minute. Madam Ife, she's still holding the... No, she's gone. I apologize. I had to listen to him. That's precisely what I'm talking about. This labeling. So you didn't... There's no man in your family that's the source of your problem. It's the woman. Women are easily labeled wrongly as witches. And I want to know why. So if you've ever labeled someone, if you think you have proof, please share with me. How did you balance it? How did you know? Because again, in the instance of those who are cultists, their brave body is physical. You can see them. In this other case, it's spiritual. You can't prove it. But you go all out as if you are sure. And then you label them as witches. And then you... It should be possible for me to sue you for... Yeah, sure. I can sue you for that. But how many of these women will be able to do that? How many of these young girls will be able to stand up for themselves? This is Table Talk. You're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. I have a break coming up. I'll go after that and then I'll be right back.
Society says a woman is owned either by her father or her husband. I disagree.
Norm of pointing fingers at women and labeling them as witches. And I'm asking you, women cannot be the only witches in the whole world. So if there is witchcraft, it must be that both men and women can manipulate you towards evil. But we have a habit of pointing out mostly women. Pick my words with care. Mostly women, labeling them as witches because you can't prove it. Someone shared a story with me before the break, how his mom was labeled a witch, almost lynched, and they were all wrong. They were all wrong. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 01465-71900. Let's talk. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Thank you for calling me. What's your name?
Hello.
I can hear you. Hello.
Hello.
I can hear you. Hello.
Oh, Wemima, good morning.
Good morning. I can hear you.
How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you. Please tell me your name.
Okay. I like your topic. Let me remain anonymous.
That's fine.
Talk, I just remembered. You see, when I was a teenager, I think I was 17 or 18. My mommy took me to one church. I don't even know why my mommy took me to the church. You know, when I got there, the man just on the pastor, he said, you are a witch. You know, in my mind, I was like, me. In my mind, I didn't say it out. Can I be a witch? Why did this man call me a meanwhile, my mommy was not standing with me while I was with the pastor.
Mm.
You know, I was confused when I left the pastor. He didn't say anything. He just said, Abem, go, you are a winch.
Mm-hmm.
As I got left, met my mom. I didn't tell my mom anything. I didn't even tell my mom what the pastor said. Because I was like, if I tell my mom that this pastor said I was a winch,
mm.
what would my mom say? Maybe my mom will be scared of me.
Mm.
So I didn't say anything. My mom just said, okay, the man now said, I should go. He didn't even pray for me.
Wow.
So I left with my mom. So as I got to the house, I was just thinking throughout that day. You know, but as I grew up, anytime I remember, I said, that man, that pastor, in short, maybe he was drunk that day. Because for God's sake, I am not, though.
Ah.
At least now I'm married. I have my children. I'm doing well. Mm. I know Jesus died for me. You know, I know. So anytime I remember, I say, what some pastors are doing,
mm.
what some pastors are causing, in short, we need to wise up. And you need to know the Bible. You need to know who you are in Christ Jesus.
Mm.
Now, if anybody tells me such, I will slap that person.
Thank you very much for sharing. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Please put off your radio.
I want to remain anonymous.
That's fine.
Yeah, true. Witchcraft is real. And mostly, it's not that people blame women. Mostly, it's always women.
It's always because women?
You know why I said that? It's natural. Women are creator and they are destroyer.
Uh-uh.
I don't know. I don't know how God did that, but that's how it is. If you want to be successful, just did something good for some women, and you will be successful to the extent. And if you want your life to be destroyed, just offend some women. That's it. I don't know. It's like it's natural. It's not that though. Some women are blamed wrongly. Some women are accused wrongly. But mostly women have witchcraft. Even my mom.
Huh?
Yes. That's why I said I want to be anonymous. Okay, let me start with the story.
Okay.
I was 24 and I used to bedwet. Are you with me?
24?
Yes, 24. Then, not now.
Yeah, okay.
This was last 3 years ago.
Okay.
So I've been having that issue since. I don't know where to go. I'm just a prayerful person. I used to pray too. And my dad, I'm not staying with my mom. Me and my dad were staying together with my other sister.
Okay.
So with my other siblings, Adam. So my dad didn't give me anything to use. My dad, we are a Muslim, so there was a day a man prophesied to me that someone that is doing me, I was like, what did this man mean? And well, my mom used to took me out. When I told her this, she would say that she comes to her side, she take me to Ibadan, she would take me to this. Next morning, I didn't say nothing. It keeps getting worse. I didn't have boyfriend. I was still a virgin. I can't go out. I don't go to party because of that. So you know why I believe? Like I don't believe so. You know now, no child will believe that your mom is a witch. The woman that will even show love to you. So one day so the man asked me to do 7 days prayer with fasting. He didn't even tell me anything. He didn't say your mother is a witch. So when I did that fasting, I was praying so hard. I had some dreams. I didn't understand. Yeah. I didn't call the man, but I keep praying because I believe in my team. I'm a Muslim. So I keep praying to God. So one day, that man again, and I saw him. I don't know where he used to come from. It will just appear on the street. I don't know. So the man had told me that I should go to my mom, that my mom would be sick when I finished that prayer. So truly, my mom was sick. They called me that she's very, very sick. So I went there. When I got there, I was praying. So when no one was there, and I saw this woman just kneel down. She started begging me. She said, truly, she was the one that she was initiated when she was 16 years. She has been in the witchcraft. And then she was 40-something. Imagine. She said it was one woman. If you see, like, she started confessing. Well, I was so happy that people were not there. Like, we were inside. I was scared of her. See, if you hear the secret I had from her, what she did to my dad, everything. Nobody told me. She used her mouth. With the power of prayer, she used her mouth to tell me. I was so scared.
So did she undo everything she said she had done?
Yes, she told me many. She started. No, she's really like a mad person. She confessed. You know, there are some video that you see which is confessed. That's how it happened that day.
Where is she now?
Eh?
Where is she now?
She's fine. No, she's fine. Nothing happened though. So that man again, I still saw him. So he asked me to go and pray. This morning, that man asked me to pray and go to all these beggars and give them money.
Okay.
That evil spirit, those people that put her inside, that they took her, that initiated her, they will leave her alone.
When I did that, I still had a dream. It is a very long story. I'm not putting it short.
Okay.
So she was not there anymore. God, she told me that she was the one.
So is she still? Does she still confess to being a witch right now?
Hello, what do you say?
Does she still confess to being a witch right now?
No.
Are you still close to her?
Yes, before uncle, me, I'm still close to my mom. I did as like a child should do to the mother. I give her stuff, I buy things for her, I make her happy.
Okay.
Because normally, your mother will still be your mother, no matter how it is.
I thank you very much for sharing. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I'll just let you people talk. Good morning, hello. Oh, sorry, please call again. Good morning, hello. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, what's your name?
My name, let me remain anonymous.
That's perfect.
This is a sensitive issue.
That's okay.
Are you hearing me?
I can hear you.
Okay, no. I have passed through rough situations right from my secondary school to now. You understand me?
Uh-huh.
To the extent that when I was in the university,
mm-hmm.
I was sick all through, and I even lost a year in the university because of all this. And God revealed a man to me, one of my own brothers, attacking me. Do you know that about 10 years ago, today I'm a married man and I'm old now, I'm 60-something years old, to show you this from long ago. About 12 years ago, this man attacked me in the afternoon. His hand rubbed me. That was the day I fell sick, which proved what I saw in the dream when I was in the university too. An old woman in my family, she's late now. She announced it in front of her compound that I was small when she started fighting to kill me. I said, what did I do? He said, I was just doing it to make your father to cry. You understand me? So now this issue involving a woman, a sibling, a man, a sibling, and a woman, my own father's sister. So those who say they don't believe such things exist, they don't know what they're doing. Even the Bible believes it. Do you understand me? So that is the issue. If you are pastor, all this needs prayer. And those who say they don't believe, even confession of people is enough for them to believe.
Thank you,
my dear. God bless you for
handling
situations
like this. Thank you for
sharing.
Yeah, okay. I knew I was getting myself up for something, but hey, I never thought it was going to be this deep. So my penultimate caller started by saying that women are makers and destroyers. That women have some natural powers to make you or destroy you. Is that unique to us in Africa or is that across the world? Those of you who are outside of Nigeria, please call me. The women outside Africa, outside Nigeria, outside of Africa, do they also have the power to make and destroy? Or is that just a thing phenomenon that's unique to Africa? Do women have a natural power that makes them tend to want to become witches? Because two people are confusing my head. I don't know. Good morning, hello.
Hello, let me off your radio.
Please switch off your radio. Please, you can stay anonymous. That's
yes,
fine. That's fine.
What I've done now.
Okay.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
God bless you.
Hello?
I'm Pastor Esther from Ikorodu.
Thank you for calling me.
What I want to say is that, you know, these things are always initiated. They initiate people, some from their youth. But with the power of God, it can be removed from somebody's body.
I think she ran out of airtime. Yeah, okay. So my question actually and precisely is, why are more women labeled as witches than men? Again, I'm not here to debate whether there is actually witchcraft or not. I cannot cancel your experiences. Your experiences are yours. They're valid to you. They're genuine as much as you would like to narrate. I can't cancel your experiences. Been saying, why are more women, this is table talk, right? Why are more women labeled as witches than men? That's the question I'd love to get an answer to. I've got a caller here. Good morning. Hello. He's on Skype. Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Let me just say anonymous.
That's all right.
So you asked the question if, I know it's related to this which you are discussing, but you asked the question just now about do women have the power to make you or destroy you? And I think somehow it's true, not only in Africa, but also in the Western world. albeit not in the form of witches. Just look at all this movement that we have in the Western world today. The Me Too. I tell you, yeah, if a woman just says something, accuse you of anything in Europe or America, it is taken with serious intention than when a man accuses a woman. So in that sense, of course, women are quite powerful in that sense in the Western world. But in the case of Africa, we see it in the form of maybe witches or wizards.
Yeah,
you understand?
I got you.
So that's just the thin line. But for me, I think, of course, the question you ask, witches, are they more female or more male?
Yeah.
I think for me, it's the Nollywood that we have watched that make it look as if it is only female.
But there must be a reason the movies portray it as such, you know, and a lot of my callers also think so.
Yes, yes. But the thing is that it's because of the way African culture has been. There are also men. If you go to Ondo State, if you go to that Ilaje, Ikale, you will see that men and women, they practice witchcraft openly.
Openly?
It's not something that was hidden. Yes, it's not hidden then. They know themselves.
Oh.
So it's just because we have made it look like it is more female and it is more portrayed that it is female. I think it cuts across both gender.
All
only
right.
that the one of the female is just more pronounced in the world we find ourselves in Africa.
Thank you very
Thank
much
you.
For calling. I appreciate your thought. All right. That was a caller from outside Nigeria. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Hello. Good morning.
I can hear you. Good morning. What's your name?
Hello. I think, let me go straight to the question. I'm Madam Unza.
Okay.
The reason why most women are labeled witches more than men is that these women, they initiate their daughters. They don't initiate their sons.
Why?
That's what, they just initiate their daughters.
Why? Why would they do that?
I don't know why they do that. Look, a friend of mine, a very close friend of mine, had watched witches operate in the night. You know, he didn't know that where he packed in newly, that the compound next to it is like where witches gather to have their meeting.
Uh-huh.
He said one night he couldn't sleep. He was looking, he was hearing a drum beating. Atijesha, he started looking at the window. His light was off and he saw women gather around a big drum, you know, musical drum. And some of them were even carrying babies. That they were all women. They would beat, you would take a stick, beat on that drum, you disappear. That was how all of them were disappearing once. All of them were disappearing one and one until all of them disappeared.
Hello? Hey. Sounds very much like a movie. Okay. I'm going on to WhatsApp now. 08095975805. Where do we start from? It says not refreshed for me. It says not refreshed for me. Okay. No. Let me get it to refresh so I can read your messages. Okay. But while I do that, let me catch up some on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Let me see. Luis Ipomwosa says, it's true, most black women are witches. How? How did you come to that conclusion? But they don't use it to invent technology like the Oyinbo witches. So are you saying that technology was developed by Oyinbo witches? Okay. Joseph Stanley found this in Nigeria. When you shout thief, thief, that is when you will see witchcraft coming. Now, who is safe? What? I don't get that. Nana Otutuku on Facebook says that the men are wizards while women are witches, as African witchcraft in some cases is hereditary. The major root cause of people or women joining witchcraft is polygamy. Most of our mothers joined to protect their children, not knowing the repercussions. When we, the children, are faced with the repercussions, we run to church or any other place. If we meet the pastors who are not well trained in handling spiritual matters, they'll tell you to go kill your mother. You had better not kill anybody. Ibe Gochiku Charles says, women usually associated with witchcraft or wickedness is because they harbor a lot and have unforgiving spirit. Really? I thought that was a human being thing. Okay. Yakub Abdulmalik says, the reason women are labeled is that women are more emotional than men. They also carry family problems on their head and are ready to go very far for solutions, and they end up being initiated. Some may not be witches, but their actions and reactions will cause suspicion. But then when a man is badly behaved, you never ever think that he might be a wizard, do you? Does that idea just cross your mind? Well, this badly behaved man, this man is just behaving erratically. It could be a wizard. Maybe he's a wizard. Let's start praying for him. Let's carry him to a prayer house. It's more often than not isn't the case, right? Wait, Emery, in English is called Pose. What's Pose? Pose what? All right. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
I was speaking the other time, Pastor Esther from Ikorodu.
Okay, please. Let's wrap it up, please.
Okay. What I'm trying to say is that truly there are witches. Even the Bible says that there are witches.
Mm-hmm.
But what is there is that witches can be removed. Witches can repent and become free.
Okay. I get that part. Okay, you're gone again. I get all that part. And I'm not here to debate whether there's witchcraft or what was he entail. No. I don't want to be bothered with all of those details right now. I really just want to know why in our society it's people. And again, arguably, witchcraft is a religion for some people, right? It's what they do. I mean, traditional worshippers are well familiar with witches. They don't have a problem with it. Most of the people who have problems with them are people who are Christians, Muslims, or have other religions, because that's their own religion. They see it as a form of worship in their own way, right? It's like you have the Shongos and the Ogun people, worshippers and all. So they are that. But I'm saying that generally in our society, why are women easily labeled as witches? That's what I want to know. I don't want to debate whether witchcraft is real or not. Again, if you don't believe there's witchcraft, there's a cup of coffee. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Chinedu. The truth here is that whatsoever anybody does not know seniors him.
Hmm.
And the reality of life is that when what you does not know is going on, you see it as something not being real.
Hmm.
The truth is that women are more labeled because, for example, I was once a deliverance minister in a denomination.
Okay.
And the idea of Emery, the idea of Ogbanje, whatever they call it in different languages, does not come to a man.
Why?
Now, that's what we call spiritual husband and spiritual wives.
Mm.
We have more of spiritual husband than more of spiritual wife.
Why?
So that is how it... We have the physical realm of this life, and the spiritual...
You know, my favorite question is why. So
why is what I want to answer you. Why is what I want to answer
please
you.
Please go on.
We have spiritual realm of this life and physical realm of this life.
Mm-hmm.
And the demands for this spiritual realm is different from the demands of the physical realm.
Okay.
In the spiritual realm, we have more of male demons, so to say. That
demons have gender?
Of course they do.
Oh.
I have names of demons that I have fought with, I have battled with in the process of delivering some ladies from their hands.
Whoa.
So we have more of male demons, representatives of Satan, who want to make use of our females to achieve their aims. And because our females are also more, it's easier for our females to get our men enticed in this life than men getting women enticed. So they go through women easily. The same thing is also what is happening in the witchcraft. And someone that called you mentioned that women carry the problems of the house, family problem, more in their head than the man carries. And that pushes them to go far beyond where you expect them to go. These are the causes why it looks as if women are more leveled, because they are truly, truly, they are more in it than men. Thank you.
Thank you. That's just a lot to process. Okay. Is this a refresh for me? All right, let me cross to the other side and take some WhatsApp messages. So hold on for me, okay? Okay, I'm here now. WhatsApp number is 08095975805. Lots of messages on WhatsApp. Let's see how we can catch up. Goke from UK is here. And he says, women are tagged more because the word witch is more popular than the word wizard. Even in movies, you have more witches than wizards. But why? That's why. I mean, why do we have that gender stereotyping? Another one here. What's your name? Okay. Mermaid is the meaning of Emiri. Really? Is mermaid not... what do they call those people in the water? Ike from Ikorodu. If you're as a woman, you're very beautiful. You're said to be either an Ogbanje or what's that thing? What do they call those ones that come from the water? If a woman is very beautiful, you're easily labeled Mami Water. That's it. They say, this one, I'm Mami Water. How too fine. How can you be this? How can a normal human being be this beautiful? When a man is very handsome, what do we call them? Do we call them stuff? Okay. Ike from Ikorodu says, even in churches, German deliverance, women tend to fall under anointing more than men. This witch thing is largely overrated and miscategorized, says Tosi Oyedele on WhatsApp. The African culture puts so much marital pressure and responsibility on the women. Some of these burdens are quite overwhelming, especially if you do not have an understanding and helpful husband. So when women in the olden days rebelled, reacted, or sought some sort of succor as best as she understood or within her reach, she could be labeled a witch. I said, check them now. Ladies these days aren't tagged the same because they're more independent and in some cases live a marriage that isn't working without batting an eye. You are absolutely correct. In our generation, I think fewer women are labeled as witches. At least fewer young women. Because you call me witch last song, bam, you collect. This generation don't get chills. You call me a witch, you collect straight. We go to court straight. You come and prove it in court straight. But I was rampant for mothers. Tosin, I wish I could give you a high five. You're spot on. It's fewer now. More women are independent. And before you look me in the face and... you are Mr. No Name. that's okay. So, well, this is a true life story. I have a girlfriend who was an Abiku, as Yoruba calls such. For those who don't understand, Abiku are those who are referred to as having like nine lives, like they've been living, they would die and come back, they reincarnate. Is that reincarnation? I don't know. She said, thank God I didn't die. She confessed to me that she loves me so much, and I do love her too. I believe they are witches. You wish you could tell me the full story. Okay. Oh, Emily, familiar spirit. Okay. Right from Eden in the beginning, the woman was deceived. Okay. This person is giving me a Bible study right here. Let me see if I have time to take all of that. Okay, I've got 2 minutes. When anointing flows, women are the ones that mostly manifest and fall. So why are you people always falling down? It's also easier to deceive a woman and initiate them into witchcraft. More so, witches are the errant servants of the kingdom of darkness. So the devil prefers to use errant servants than men, because women are very more useful for the devil, like in the Garden of Eden. He said women are more useful for the devil. Wabimo, that woman's story shocked you. It shocked me. This person says, even the Bible mentions witches that we should suffer not a witch leave. To think that those called witches, whether men or women, are wrongly labeled is far from the truth. We actually have witches and a chunk of them are women. How? I need you guys to prove this for me. This table be like, say, you know one... Anne, it be like, say, this one, no one break. I was told by my mom that sometimes in their village, they brought witch in broad daylight for women to come join witchcraft. Like, they come to advertise witchcraft. That's serious. And so women pass it on to their daughters, which make it easy to increase the number of women in witch. So why women? That's what I want to know. You people have not given me an answer. But my time is up. How about we continue this next week? 9 to 10 a.m.? Let's continue this next week, shall we? My phone lines are on fire, but I totally need to go now. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. I'm on social media at Wemimo Sport. This is Table Talk. I'm your table breaker. That's my job. Probing the deepest parts of thoughts. Asking you all the tough questions and bringing them to light. Let's talk about this again next week. If a woman is too beautiful, she's Mami Water. If she's too wise, she's whatever. So why? Why do we have that labeling? Think about it. Those of you who've listened to that and you've experienced that kind of labeling, if you want to call me next week, please do that. I'll be here from 9 to 10 a.m. But I'm not going yet. I'm still around for the next show. Yep. After the news. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. I need to go now. I'll see you again later.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.